Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like there's this unspoken rule that says, keep it light, don't get too real? We all have those moments, right? But what if I told you that building a safe space for genuine emotional expression could actually be the key to unlocking deeper connections and a whole lot more happiness? That's what we're diving into today. So, let's talk about why this is so important. In our world of constant connection, it's easy to get caught up in curated online personas and social pressures. And social pressures. What? We might hide our vulnerabilities, suppress our true feelings, or avoid tough conversations because we fear judgment or rejection. But guess what? Bottling it all up only creates more pressure, leading to anxiety, resentment, and ultimately, loneliness. The truth is, vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to let people see the real you, your joys, your fears, your struggles. And when we create a safe space where that's possible, something magical happens. We build trust, empathy, and genuine understanding. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those safe spaces in your life. 1. Active listening is your superpower. You know that feeling when someone really hears you. When they don't just wait for their turn to talk, but actually absorb your words, reflect on them, and respond with genuine empathy? That's the power of active listening. It shows others that their feelings are valid and respected, creating a foundation of trust. Non-judgmental zone. Imagine a space where you can share anything without fear of criticism or judgment, even the messy stuff. That's the kind of environment we want to create. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own struggles. Be kind, be compassionate, and resist the urge to offer unsolicited advice unless it's explicitly asked for. 3. Embrace I statements. Ever notice how saying you always or you never can instantly put someone on the defensive? It's because it sounds like an accusation. Instead, try using I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, you never listen, try, I feel unheard when I don't get a chance to finish my thoughts. 4. Celebrate authenticity. Let's be real. Trying to be someone you're not is exhausting. Encourage people to be their genuine selves, quirks and all. Celebrate their individuality and let them know that it's okay to be different. Remember, true connections are built on authenticity. 5. Led by example. The best way to create a safe space is to model the behavior you want to see. Be open about your own feelings, share your vulnerabilities, and actively listen to others. This sets the tone for a culture of trust and emotional honesty. Think about a time when you felt truly heard and understood. Maybe it was with a close friend, family member, or even a therapist. What made that experience so powerful? Was it the genuine listening, the absence of judgment, or the feeling that your emotions were valued? Now imagine creating that kind of space for others in your life. It could be as simple as setting aside dedicated time for meaningful conversations, practicing active listening skills, or simply letting people know that you're there for them, no matter what they're going through. The ripple effect of these small acts can be incredibly powerful. So, remember, building a safe space for emotional expression takes courage, compassion, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But the rewards are immeasurable. deeper connections, greater understanding, and ultimately a happier, more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Start by practicing active listening in your next conversation. Pay attention, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine empathy. And remember, even small gestures can make a big difference. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Leave us a review or join the conversation on social media. Let's create a world where emotional expression is celebrated, not stifled. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels high and those hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.